Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with us wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're glad you're here. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's senior partner with Tatum Partners, and he's the guy who joins us once a month to give us a report on what his partners have said about what's going on in the economy across the country. And he's our good friend. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, you know, Sam, things are kind of interesting out there in the marketplace these days, aren't they?
Well, they're interesting because they're a little bit confusing, and because the signals are mixed,
yeah.
And the signals are changing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and one of the main things that's confusing things, one of the main components that's confusing things, is petroleum, isn't it?
Well, petroleum, they're fundamentally, the gas is high because of worldwide demand. China and India in particular, the emerging countries, are demanding more. But there's also a lot of, there's a widespread belief that at the margin, there is some manipulation going on among the big players.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. All the experts that I know say that a lot of the increase, a lot of the high price that we're paying right now, for a barrel of oil is because of speculation.
It's a risky game. Someone's going to get burned. We're all getting burned with the prices being high, but we'll see in retrospect what was going on there. And I think that can make a difference of some dollars per barrel, but it doesn't drive the fundamentals, and the fundamentals being driven by world economy, which is booming pretty well. We just got a report, for example, that China grew at a rate of 9.5% last quarter, mm-hmm. which is follows another quarter of 9.5%.
Well, they've been growing. Ted Fishman, who wrote the book China Inc., says they've been growing at 9% for 20 years.
Yes. Yeah, you look back, it's been between 9 and 10% for a long time. And anything that consistent makes you suspicious about the statistics. But when you see when you go to the store and most of the things you're buying at the store are made in China, then you go, well.
Uh-huh. Well, Ted does speculate that some of the numbers that we're getting out of China may be overestimates.
Well, they could be, because it's a managed economy, and in a managed economy sometimes means managed numbers. But we don't know that. We do know that it's booming really well. We see the population migrations that are quite real, and we see factories going up and huge investment inflows going in there. So we know it's booming,
and that is having an impact on the price of petroleum, because as you say, of the demand, and as well as India, but petroleum is one issue right now, because petroleum is the oxygen of the marketplace, isn't it?
Well, it's part of it. It's not, if you go back to the 1970s when we had the big increase in the cost of oil. At that time, the oil in our economy was a bigger factor than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gone from oil priced in the high 20s to being priced in the 40 to 60 range now. And if that had happened back 20, 30 years ago, it would have had a much bigger impact than it has today. Nevertheless, the impact is there, and it's showing up. It shows up in the overall statistics for our inflation.
How much do you think it hasn't yet
fully trickled through?
Well, it seems to me that I guess I would have thought that it has trickled through, because because it's not just showing up now in it's been high enough now that it's not just showing up at the gas pumps. It's showing up in the other ways that, petroleum affects the marketplace, because, as I said, I still say it's the oxygen of the marketplace, because, you know, you can't swing your arms in any room that we have without touching something that's affected by petroleum, that has some kind of petroleum element in it.
There are a lot of products that have high energy content in them, just in the manufacture, and certainly anything that gets delivered to our front door or the storefront has an energy content in the distribution. It's for sure affecting things, but the overall consumer price index, excluding oil and food, was quite mild. The most recent increase was only 0.1%.
It did surprise me.
Excluding that.
It did surprise me that it didn't go up more than that. That's a good point. When we come back, we're going to find out exactly what the partners had to say and how all the things we just talked about affected their decisions and their report. Right after these messages, Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners, and I will be right back after these messages.
Of night, there cuts a path of searing night, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine. A slogan, let its shadow stretch and land on either side, either side.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sam Norwood is here too, because we got some more good information we want to get out of him. Sam, now that you and I have gotten all of the intricacies of the global economy all sorted out for everybody, what have your partners said about what's going on? By the way, folks, I'll remind you that once a month, Tatum Partners at the with Sam at the helm there of this report surveys their partners, 400 or so partners across the country who are out there running businesses just like you and me. And to ask them what is going on out there, what are they seeing, what's happening in their businesses, and they report back, and Sam gives us that report. Sam, go ahead.
Good. Well, our 400 partners are spread across the United States in 26 markets and in almost all areas of business, markets, and industries. And so we get a sort of a cross-section and pulse of what's going on right now. We're not economists. We're chief financial officers and chief information officers working in companies large and small. So we get insights as to what's going on right now, looking back 30 days and looking forward 60 days. In our latest survey, which was as of April 1st, we saw pretty encouraging signs that this economy, which is now 3.5 years into its recovery and expansion, it looks pretty good to us. Specifically, we have an overall index of how our partners see the economy currently, and our index is an indication of that. And it went, our index of the current business conditions went to 12. From 6.3 in the prior month.
It almost
that
doubled.
Is very strong for us.
In 1 month, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, it is. It's the highest that we've seen it since August of last year, when it was 17.6, the index.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that currently we, at least looking out for the next month or so, things look really good. Now, there are some downsides as well. The specific upsides are backlogs are up and employment are up as our people see it. The negatives are capital expenditures are not as strong as they were, and we're concerned about the pricing of capital, specifically rising interest rates. I do notice since April 1st, the longer-term rates, like the 10-year note and so on, are down somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the pricing of capital is not so much of a concern, and in fact, it's still, by historic standards, quite reasonable and quite low.
Well, one of the things that concerns me about the price of money and the increase that it seems that we're going to continue to have based on what the Fed has been doing, Sam, is that if you're a small business owner, we could be I think we're starting to feel a double squeeze. And by that, I mean we got petroleum prices going up that we can't pass along to our customers, at least not very fast, not as fast as they're rising. And we've got cost of money going up, and the cost of money is going up to ostensibly cool inflation when you know everything is not inflating. It's basically just petroleum that's inflating. And so do you see my point on the double squeeze?
It is a squeeze. And employees, let's suppose you've got in your business, your employees are driving in from the some distance in their cars, and their concern and their demands for expectations will be going up for compensation for the rising cost.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's happening all the time.
The issue then is one of pricing power. Can we, as business people, push through the price increases that we are incurring? And my judgment about that is that you have a greater pricing power today than any time in the past 3 to 4 years, because of the strength, overall strength in the economy, and the fact that we're now in an expansion mode and not just recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, and my encouragement to clients is to try to not be shy about asking for higher prices, because you must maintain your profit margins. You just have to do that to be in business.
I'm
surprised at the ease with which you can get those through.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Sam, because I wrote about this a while back, and I recommended, and I'd be curious about your thoughts on it. I recommended that people, you know, obviously they could raise the prices whenever they can, but even if they've got contracts with customers, go to them and say, look, you know, here are my numbers. It's costing me an extra 5% to deliver the products, no profit, just strictly extra 5% or whatever the number is. Come up with make sure you know what your number is and that you can back it up.
Yep.
This is what it's costing me to deliver this product to you. I know we contracted for 50 cents a piece or whatever it may be, but I need another 2.5 cents a piece.
Yeah.
Just to cover the fuel. What do you think about that?
I think that's very, very smart, because even if the if your customer says, well, sorry, but we're sticking to the contract, you will have gained the points of increased communication,
right,
and recognition that you're really suffering at this moment. So they'll be more likely to be kind to you when you do finally raise prices, or they'll understand it when you go back to renew your contract.
Hang on, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. We got more of the Tatum Survey to report to you right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. Sam, tell us about Tatum Partners. What do you guys do?
Tatum Partners was started about 10 years ago. We are a partnership which provides as an outsource individuals who can who function and fulfill the positions of Chief Financial Officer and Chief Information Officer in companies that are small and medium and large, who are going through some form of transition from like growing really fast or needing to go public or looking for specific upgrades of strength, and we can do it on a part-time basis or a temporary basis or a full-time and forever basis. In a way that works for the particular client company.
And they can find out more about you guys at your website. Go ahead and give it to us.
Yeah, Our website is tatumpartners.com, T-A-T-U-M, partners.com. And there you'll also find our posting of the monthly survey and information about the company and and how we can be of service to clients that are in need of help in this area. We also do projects.
If you need a CFO for rent or a CIO for rent, they got what you need over there at Tatum Partners. Don't forget that. That's TatumPartners.com, right?
Yes, indeedy.
Sam, what are some other things that your partners are telling you about the economy, what they're seeing out there?
Well, we're seeing, while on the one hand we're seeing higher interest rates, that is a concern because it's a cost. It's a real cost. On the other hand, we're not seeing a decline in the willingness of banks and financial institutions to lend. In fact, on the contrary, as interest rates go up, they're willing and anxious to lend, and so we are seeing that the standards are relaxing somewhat, and they're willing to lend more on cash flow than they had been, let's say, a year ago or even 6 months ago.
You know, Sam, one of the things I'm seeing is banks are finally doing something that I predicted they were going to do many years ago, and that is that they were going to finally wake up and say, you know what? Small business is a really important part of this economy. It's huge, and they're not all backwater mom and pops that don't know what they're doing. Most of them do know what they're doing, and if we want to grow in the 21st century, we better start doing business with these guys more than we have in the past.
Yes, I think that's the case, particularly among community or smaller banks, regional banks.
The bigger ones are too, though, Sam.
Yeah,
I'm talking to some of the bigger banks, and they're really getting serious more than they've ever been before, I think, about working with small businesses.
Well, there's money to be made there for the banks if they can do it efficiently. The problem that they run into is that unless the amounts are large, as in more than a million dollars, it's hard for them to make money if it requires a lot of attention.
I've talked to some who've actually said they need the loan to be at least $50,000 before they can actually do any good, and they're starting to build their departments so that they can be that kind of that streamlined.
Yes, well, I'm talking about
the bigger banks.
Yes, it's really good to hear because what's been going on the last 5 years is that these small community banks have sprung up left and right, and they are
credit unions are getting into the business too.
Yeah, there's opportunity there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in any case, the capital is available, even if it's higher priced, and I think that's really a good thing. We watch also employment. Employment had lagged behind the growth of the economy, and for the first 2 years we were wringing our hands. Finally, that's catching up. And at first it was temporary employment. Now it's permanent full-time because people, businesses, large and small, are feeling more confident now that the future is pretty good and that they can take on employees with greater confidence. And so that's a good part of what we're seeing.
Well, that's good to know because, that's one of the things that we obviously need to do in this country is grow our employment, get more people at work. But for small businesses, it's got to be the right people. We can't just put warm bodies in there. We've got to have the right heads to put all these hats on, Sam.
There's an interesting phenomenon going on now that you can rent to own, in effect. Many of the suppliers of labor have an arrangement where you hire the person on a temporary basis, and then both the employee and the employer get to get acquainted and see whether this is a right fit before making the permanent commitment.
And no hard feelings if it doesn't work out, huh?
It's a positive, yes, indeed. It's a real positive thing, particularly
Sam,
for small businesses.
Thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for the good report.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. That's TatumPartners.com. I've got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.